Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
All right, let's get it going right here, right now. This is Eyes Up Here, and you're listening to a brand new, and watching it actually, a brand new Eyes Up Here, exclusively on our Patreon channel and also simulcast on the Creative Control Network. If you didn't know by now, my name is Chad, and every single week I'm joined here by the host of the show, looking very flowery. Is that very, what is that?
Yes, they are flowers.
See, it's very
flowers. It's spring.
I feel like what kind of shirt would you call that? What is that? It looks like a flowy thing.
This is an off the shoulder. It's a half shirt, but it's very flowy.
Yes,
my arms are very flowy. It's very spring. It's very flowery.
I like the flowiness of it, but it's the queen of extreme, Francine, folks.
Yeah, it's flowy. I could fit a small child in my.
Is this where you do magic tricks? Are you going to start pulling out?
I'm going to pull a rabbit out of my sleeve.
You're going to keep pulling the one string out, and it's going to keep coming.
Yes. I just felt like I'm so excited for spring because that means summer's coming, and I absolutely adore summer, and I can't wait. And I was like, I haven't worn this shirt in a while, so I'm going to wear it. But busy week in this household. Lots going on. Lots of good stuff, but
I'd love to hear about what you've done this week. It's been
let's talk about one of the bad things I did because it's kind of it's kind of a bummer, and it might work itself out later, but everybody's been telling me to explore gummies, the THC gummies for pain.
Say not gummy bears or gummy worms.
Not regular gummy bears, which I can eat a whole bag, like no problem. My body is just, we've talked about it before. I can barely move in the morning, like rigor mortis sets in and I'm all kinds of like, arr! And I can't sleep through the night. I got pains everywhere. It's a big mess. And everybody's explaining to me like the gummies will help relax you and the pain will just melt away and you'll just feel so good and you should try them. I've been hesitant. Well, we got our hands on, I wish my husband was here to describe it. They're not like the strong, strong ones you get at a dispensary.
Okay.
They have THC in them, but they're not as strong as the other type. But we were just going to try them to see, like, you know, what happens. So the first night I was scared to death. I am staring at the gummy and I said, okay, cut it in half. I'll take a half. Let's start off slow because I can't, like, oh God, I'm just picturing the worst in the middle of the night. Kids waking up screaming. I'm throwing up. Like, I can't do it. So I take a half and I sit there and I'm just ready. I'm just waiting, you know, waiting for something to kick in. Nothing's kicking in. And I'm just like, I'm feeling pain. I feel like crap. What the hell's going on? But then I started to feel like I do when I take melatonin. Okay. I get sleepy.
All right.
I got sleepy. I fell asleep. Okay. I woke up, I don't know, the middle of the night. I had to pee. Now they tell me when you take these gummies, you don't pee. You just sleep. Oh no, I had to pee. I get up. I feel like I got vertigo now. I'm like, okay. What's going on? I'm all dizzy. Hold on to the wall. Keep walking. Go to the bathroom. Come back. I lay down. I got the spins. I said, what the hell? I didn't drink. Yeah, it's like an alcoholic thing. I had the spins, but they didn't last very long. I fell asleep. Wake up the next morning, groggy as all hell. I go downstairs and I look at my husband and I said, did it work for you? Now he twice my size, huge, right? He took one and he said, no, it was like melatonin. I said, yeah, me too. That sucks, right? So I try to take a whole one the next night. Well, you would have thought that I was dying. Same scenario. I take it. I fall asleep. I wake up. Now, I thought I had the spins before. This time, it's like I'm on a loop-de-loop roller coaster that's just turning.
The Slinky Dog Dash?
Or the teacups or something. I'm feeling like I'm going to throw up.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, you cannot do the teacups.
No, I can't do the teacups. I go to the bathroom. Still didn't sleep through the night. Go to the bathroom. When I tell you I had the spins 100 times worse than the night before, I was on the toilet and everything was just rotating. And I said, I'm going to die. This is my swan song. I'm going to die on the toilet like Elvis, but I'm not taking a poop. I'm taking a pee. And I literally had to like hold on to stuff to get off of the toilet, had to hold on to things to get back to the room, to get back in bed. And then the whole bed starts flip-flopping.
Oh my God.
I threw like up a little bit in my mouth.
Oh shit.
But I was so scared to go back to the bathroom. Then I wear a mouth guard and I tried to swallow. I had no saliva. My mouth was as dry,
man,
as the, I shit you not, the Sahara Desert. I'm gasping for air. I'm trying. I said, this is it. I'm dying. Like, I'm going to die. And I laid there for maybe an hour in agony. And then I fell asleep and I said, screw this. This is not, I'm not taking these. I don't know if like the dispensary place is better or if these were bad. I don't like them. They did nothing for my pain and they made me nauseous as all hell.
Wow. So, what an experience.
I'm giving you a double finger because, oh, it's terrible. Terrible.
So did your husband have a second experience with it or did he?
He went to 1.5 and he said he felt a little dizziness. Because you know we don't take drugs in
right
now.
Yeah, I'm aware.
we hardly drink.
There's the headline from the dirt sheets. Francine does not take drugs.
I don't take drugs. I mean, this was kind of like an experiment because everybody keeps telling me it's going to help you. No, it was terrible, terrible, terrible. Wow. I would not recommend to anyone. I mean, maybe we'll try again if we can get a different. I don't know, but I didn't like it. And I literally thought I was going to die.
That is unbelievable.
Thank God I'm here.
Hello. Don't you have this thing? You could have told me what was going on. I would have loved to have coached you through some of those times.
Why? You take them?
No, just take the phone. I would have said, all right, this is what you do. Record yourself. We want to know everything that's going on.
It was the middle of the night. And I would have woke up the whole family. Like, I'm not doing that shit. Come on.
No, I've never taken them.
It was scary.
I've never partaken.
I was so scared. I'm like, this is not what Devon said. This is just crap.
Oh, that's right. Devon was waxing poetic about it. I forgot about that only a week ago.
You're extreme. Take a whole gummy. Well, guess what? That almost made me die.
So, all right. So,
where are you, Devon?
What made you feel worse? A kendo stick directly to the head or a gummy?
The gummies. The gummies were death.
Wow. That's gummies. Crazy.
No. No more. I don't know. We have to find a different alternative for me because that's not working. So it scared me. I honestly thought I was going to like something was going
to
happen.
I'm sorry to hear that. I thought you were going to say like you pissed your pants or something. I thought it was going to take a funny turn.
No, I didn't piss my pants. I couldn't even I was like one of those people that you see. I didn't have the shakes or anything, but I felt like I was moving in slow motion.
Okay.
Literally couldn't get back to my room. I had to hold on to stuff. I don't know if this is something you're supposed to get used to, but I couldn't do it.
Wow.
I hated it.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that you had a bad experience, but yeah, I really wish too. we could have enjoyed the coming down aspect of it with you.
It was terrible. I was like, oh, I'm gonna die.
All right, wait. Just a quick question: how long did it take for you to kick in and go to sleep?
Oh,
regular falling asleep. Like it didn't hit you until you woke up. Like did it actually aid you with sleeping?
It made me groggy. Like I said, it made me feel like when I take melatonin, but melatonin wears off and you don't sleep through the night on melatonin usually.
Right.
This one, I had to wake up and I had to pee. And that's when I felt like, oh my God, why is the room spinning? No one told me about the spins. Nobody said. It felt like when you're drunk. Drink too much, you have the spins and you want to throw up. That when I took the hole, I felt like I was going to throw my guts up.
Wow.
And see? I said, oh like my me. God, what's that?
Just like me a few months ago.
Yeah. But I was afraid to be like sleeping and throw up and choke on it and die.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh God. It was terrible. It was downright terrible. So not a fan.
I just don't, it's not my thing, you know,
not my thing either.
It's not my thing. You know, I'm trying to think. I went to a bachelor party years ago, probably like 10 years ago. Then they did mushrooms.
Never done that.
And I was the only one who didn't do it.
You didn't do it.
Yeah, because I don't like that altered state. I like to have my wits about me. And I ended up being right because a guy fell and broke his leg that night. And this is great. Sorry, sidebar. Very funny story. Kind of not, but I'm the hero in it. So that's why it's great. I'm the only one who didn't take anything, right? They're going to a strip club for this. It was the VIP club in New York City. Okay. Going into the place, the guy trips, breaks his leg. So I helped the guy get into the limo, right? All the guys went into the strip club. Mm-hmm. I stayed with the guy in the limo. The limo driver wanted to take me to the hospital. He didn't want to go to the hospital. He wanted to wait till we got to New Jersey. The guys I had to keep going in and out of the strip club and say, guys, like we got to go. He's got to go to the hospital. They were the groom grabbed me and said, no offense, I'm not fucking leaving, and stayed at his own bachelor party. I sat with the guy crying in this limo for 3-4 hours.
Oh, God.
And at the wedding, I was labeled the hero, and he was labeled the jerk. You never talked to them again.
Wow.
All because of mushrooms, folks.
And did the guy ever get his leg taken care of?
Eventually, yeah. Yeah, they got back to Jersey, took him to the hospital. He broke his leg. He did a full cast, full leg cast, all because he did shrooms. Shrooms and gummies.
Shrooms and gummies and naked titties. That'll do it.
And I, you know, the VIP club's right there. And I, funny.
I feel like I've been in that club.
It's a big one. That VIP
I feel like
club
I went there once.
Deal. No, that was a big deal in the city.
I wasn't impressed.
VIP club and Scores are the big ones in Manhattan.
I know we went to the Gold Club.
Oh, there's things I've heard about the Gold Club. That
yeah, we went there before, Queens Boulevard, and then the Gold Club, and then shenanigans ensued. And whatever.
So just another funny side story to that. So, right, I get out of the limo to just find something to eat, right? And I walk down the street a little bit, and I see something. It was a sports bar, right? So I walked in thinking I could just grab like a burger, go back to the place. So I walk in, there's some games on the marquee, there's bright blue lights everywhere, and I'm looking around, I'm like, there's the bar, I'm going to go get something to eat, and I just start looking. It was a gay bar. Mm-hmm. I kind of stood out. I was like, I'm not going to stay for the food, and I left.
Did you get hit on?
I definitely think they were looking at me a little weird, because I was wearing one of those Affliction shirts.
They said fresh meat. Ooh.
I had on one of those loud, True Religion. One of those, those shirts with the big eagle shits on the back and the, crazy
lovely
colors. So yeah, very funny. But okay. So your gummy experience out of 10, give it to me. What do you say?
A 0.
Wow. That's bad.
It was horrible. No, I'd rather take melatonin. Get out of here.
I'm very sorry to hear that, but I'm also very sorry that it was during the night and you couldn't,
I couldn't document it.
Or reach out to say.
I can't sit here and pop a gummy and then have to take care of like 4 people and myself while all screwed up. That's not going to happen. So
imagine your mom snuck one of the gummies and she was like tripping balls.
Oh, God, no. I can't. She's got vertigo anyway, so this would make her just fall flat on her face. So, not good.
Well, we've got Rod is going to be joining us again this
week. Is he here yet?
In a few minutes. I'd send him the link. A couple minutes, but he keeps telling me he's going to blow my mind today.
He has a story.
I just am like, to blow my mind. I mean, that's pretty big. Pretty big build, you know?
Yeah. I need to hear it again because I didn't understand fully what he was talking about. It was in bits and pieces. And I was like, excuse me. So, yeah, you can listen to it and let me know what you think.
Yeah,
I didn't tell you on purpose because he's like, I would love to see his facial. And I said, well, then I won't say anything. We'll just wait.
And she has not.
I have not said a word. It's a mystery. So it's
crazy. Did you get to watch any of WrestleMania?
Absolutely not.
I actually did. We'll talk about something on Patreon later. But
okay.
WrestleMania was quite the weather disaster on the first
night. I heard.
We'll talk about that in a little while. All right. Rod the Mod is here.
Hello, Rod.
Hello, Rod.
What's up, buddy?
How are you?
How's it going? How are you?
I'm real good.
You're real good?
I'm real good.
I love to hear that. That's wonderful. Did yesterday go well?
Yesterday was nothing but talk, hon. That's all yesterday was
talking. Okay. Well, we can discuss that at another time.
Things are going to end up going well. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, that's what I was praying for. So I'm happy for that. Rod, you and I had a little conversation in Discord. I don't know. I can't remember how this topic even came up, but you blurted out some hello.
That's my brother.
How are you? He's got a shirt on this time.
We didn't recognize him with his shirt on.
You blurted out some information. You blurted out some information that I wasn't prepping to.
Because nobody knows about it really but me. It's a part of my life that I prefer to keep private, but I don't care telling you guys.
Well, you're telling us and thousands of people, we're all friends here.
Exactly.
Yes. Okay. So again, I don't know what we were talking about, but Rod dropped a bombshell and told us there's another part to this sweet, innocent man here that I didn't know. That's a little bit, it's a little bonkers. So why don't you tell us?
All right. Well, let me back up a little bit. Okay.
Yeah.
After my dad passed away in 93. Okay. One of my aunts from Tennessee came back with my mom to help her get her affairs in order. Right. So my aunt and my uncle were talking, and my aunt and uncle said, hey, you know what money she get for Rod to help him pass the time of day is because it's a computer, all right? Guy never had a computer at this point, right?
Okay.
So we went to Sears, and my mom and aunt wanted to go shopping, so they dropped me off at the computer department, and my mom told me, just pick out whatever you want. Like, let the guy help you pick out whatever you want. And when I come back, just have it all ready to go. And I'll pay for it. You know what I mean? So I said, fine. All right. So he helped me pick out what I want. Because it was just my basic computer. All right. Back in 93, computers were bullshit.
Yeah, right.
They were, yeah.
Nothing like they are today. So this guy tells me, hey, have you ever heard of this thing called the internet? I mean, it's basically new, but there's this thing called the internet, and you can get on it and talk to people all over the world. And I said, no. So he gets, I don't know if you guys remember, do you guys ever remember this service called Prodigy?
Yes.
Yes. Well, he gave me a...
Prodigy, hang on. Tell Francie, Prodigy, okay, when the WWF went to AOL, WCW went to Prodigy. So that's the only reason people who are wrestling fans know what Prodigy is.
Okay.
So he gave me the Prodigy disc, and I came on and signed up for an account, right? And then I went in basic chat rooms, okay? And because they were all vanilla chat rooms, you know, like hi, bye, because goodbye and God bless you and shit like that, okay? And I was thinking to myself, this is the fucking internet, you know? So then I was flipping around one night and I came on Prodigy. I came up with what they called pseudo chat, PSEUDO, right?
Studio.
Pseudo chat. So I clicked on a chat room, okay? And I went in there and people were saying, hello, sir. Hello, ma'am. You know, because I didn't know what the fuck it was. And basically I thought it was people with good manners, right? And then later on, because I saw some strange shit, okay? I mean, really strange shit. And then finally I saw someone say, hello, master. And I was like, and when I saw the word master, I was thinking to myself, what the fuck did I walk into?
Okay, hold on. So you're witnessing conversations between two people, and the one person's calling them master?
Exactly. Well, it's not just two people. It's a whole fucking chat room of people.
Okay.
And like I said, because I saw a master, and I'm like, what the fuck did I walk into? And then you saw people doing a bunch of, it's like, what's the word? It's like role play, if you will.
Role play.
Like on a computer. Right? but you meet up with these people eventually if you want to. If you deem them worthy enough and safe enough, then you act out on the computer because in real life. Follow
me? Okay, so at that point, if you met somebody in the chat room that you trust and you click with, you can maybe exchange email addresses and talk in private.
Yes. But it's not that easy. I mean, because you ain't going to put your life in somebody's hands you don't fucking know. All right? So you sit there and you, like, if you found a single submissive, because that's what the word's called, a single submissive or a single slave. All right? You sit there and you build a rapport with these people and, you know, you talk back and forth, and if you like each other, and then you say, you know, would you like to enter into a relationship? But it's not like, for example, it probably is not like the relationship that you have with your husband.
No, it's not.
Exactly.
I can tell you right now. Not.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
So I got into this, because I made a bunch of mistakes at first, okay? Because I would PM, like, direct message, like, women that were already collared, meaning belonging to someone, all right?
Oh, I thought you were talking about a dog.
No, because they're collared, meaning like they belong to someone. And that's something you don't do, is approach a collared submissive or slave and say, hey, do you want to get together? Because that's very frowned upon shit, okay?
Okay, stop.
Yeah.
So how do you know if somebody has a collar?
Because normally, like in a chat room, like the submissives and the slaves, like will have, like for example, I'm just going to use your name for example.
Sure.
Like Francine, all right? And then if it was Chad, if Chad was your owner, for example, all right? All right.
How you doing?
What are you going to do to me, Chad? Is that what I would say? I don't know.
Like, I'll just use the letter C for Chad's name. Like, you would have brackets around a C, then that would mean like you were, that would mean like you belong to Chad. Follow me?
So are the women the ones that have the collars, or do the men have the collars?
Women and men, because there are male subs and male slaves.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, so
what happens if I have a caller, but I want to talk to you?
Oh, well, because you can talk to me, but we just can't talk about having a relationship because it's frowned upon. You know what I mean?
Very frowned upon.
Wait a minute.
Wait, time out. I got a question. How did you? So when did you realize that this is what you stumbled into just by into this chat room and it was just saying, hi, whatever, whatever. And then it grew. When did you realize it?
Yeah, like, did you have to observe, like, for weeks and weeks?
No, because I found out within the first 10 minutes what this shit was about. I really didn't know the ins and outs, but I'm smart enough to know what the fuck's going on.
Well, you stayed, so obviously something caught your eye.
One thing you guys don't know about me yet, but I'm fixing to tell you, because I love fucking power and control. That's something that I love. Because I really get off on that shit. I don't mean to be, I won't get graphic, but I love power and fucking control.
Okay.
I don't own any of them right now, but in my past, I have owned both submissives and slaves.
Okay, so this is when you got me the other night, because I was like, wait a minute. This doesn't add up. You're not spending money.
Oh yeah, because if you're gonna own a woman, all right, let's call a spade, all right? If you're gonna own a fucking woman or own a fucking man, then it's the owner's responsibility to provide for his or her man or woman.
But that's what I asked you, and you were like, fuck no, I'm not spending any money. That's what you said.
Listen to me, all right, because I'll spend money. But I will spend money on your ass until I know if you're fucking real or if you're just a fucking player. Because if you're just a player, then I don't want fucking shit to do with you.
So, okay. All right. Stop. Let's say I'm on this site with you, right?
Now, let me ask you this. Because are you calling or are you single?
You're the one spending money on me.
No. Now, wait a minute. It's the right question. Are you collared to someone
else? I don't know. I don't understand this bullshit. This is all weird.
You have a collar on. I have to check.
If you and I are talking on this site, right, and I want you, I'm a female, and I want you to spend money on me, do I approach you and say, hey, Rod,
I'll wear your
collar?
Well,
like your Letterman sweater jacket.
Yeah, it's like the varsity jacket.
Yeah, yeah. Do you understand what I'm driving at?
Yeah,
you?
I'm following, but she makes that's a good question. I'm following, but her question is a good question.
Because I'll give you a fast example. I know we're limited on time, all right? Basically, the way I would do is I would go in the chat room, sit and observe. And when I saw someone single that caught my eye, I would send them either what they call it a private message or like on Twitter, a direct message, okay? So I would private message them, and I would introduce myself, and I would tell them what I was about. All right, I wouldn't tell them that I was in a wheelchair at first, only because I didn't want that to, you know, say, well, fuck you, because you can't even get it up anymore. So I don't want nothing to do with you. Because sex is a big part of this. In time.
In time. But are you meeting Pete? Are you meeting
Yes, but you don't meet them. But you don't meet them like 24 hours later. You establish a relationship. Because you learn what makes the other people tick, okay? All right. And then the way I do it is, because I'll talk with them like 6 to 8 months to a year, all right, and you know, Kyle know their fucking history, but I can determine if they're a fucking axe burner. I've been in this so long that I know what to ask and what not to ask.
All right, let me stop. Hold on. So I got to go back to the fact this is still 1993.
I mean,
I know what computers looked like back then. I used to just type on one just to practice typing. How was it to do it in that era where it was like just literally, what was it, green type on the screen? Like there's no definition or anything. It's just letters.
It was just all basic black and white, so to speak. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Have you been in chat rooms before where people just say, hello, Chad. Hello, Francine. Fuck you or fuck not. You know what
so
I mean?
So no pictures. You don't even get pictures yet.
No, yeah. Back then, hell no. It would take you 6 days to get an image.
But what happens if I don't have a collar? I don't have a collar. And you message me and you say, hey, babe, you want a collar or whatever you do? And I say, yeah. And then you and then we talk and you see my picture. You're like, hell no.
Yeah.
You just cut ties.
But then usually what I would do is I would make an excuse to let you down easy.
Oh. But if you're not fucking, to hurt my feelings.
Nice and easy.
But if you're fucking ugly as a dog.
Oh, Jesus.
Well.
That's just me. Okay.
All right.
Look, I'm just being honest here with you.
Yeah. So how many women have you collared?
Like in my whole lifetime?
Yeah.
Probably. Well, I don't have any like right now because of my situation, all right? But over my lifetime, I probably had like not all at once, just over my lifetime, I probably had like 8 different women.
Okay, you had 8 different women. How many have you met in person and had a relationship with?
Probably 4.
4?
Wow.
That's 50%. That's a good rate.
That's a good turnaround.
That is a good rate.
But now we're going to get into the real part of this real quick.
Oh,
I'm a little scared, but okay.
Women have to abide and obey my rules and regulations. So this ain't just, hello, let's have a cup of coffee. Well, it is in the beginning, but what you do is you establish a rapport and the owners give you rules and regulations. And if you don't want to play ball, then fuck you, you're out.
I have to say something, and this might not be a accurate, description of what's going on. Is this prostitution in a way? They're being paid for services.
Have you ever heard the term BDSM?
No.
Yes.
All right, Chad. So you know what it is.
Yeah.
Well, can somebody tell me? Because
BDSM would you
bondage discipline?
Yeah, the bondage stuff. You know, like the you think of like the whips and chains and paddles and all that crap.
If you're having a sexual encounter and you're getting paid for it, isn't that prostitution?
It's in the sub and dom category. And I'll let the master explain it. I don't want to.
This is a total lifestyle. All right. This is a total lifestyle. Like I said, can I give my women rules? And if they want to be with me, then they have to agree to my rules. Some people make you actually sign a fucking contract like you did it with Paul Heyman, all right? Some people make you sign
what really happened backstage there with Paul Heyman and Yuck, by the way.
but you understand what I'm saying. But I don't require a contract because I just talk, discuss, and then I'll take the woman at his word. All right. But see, what I do is I give her a lot of rules, and if she don't want to follow the rules or if she don't, then I got fucking time for you. Because, like, I know you didn't know about me now, but this is the truth, all right? I don't do it anymore, but I fucking love it.
He's honest, at least. You gotta give him that.
He loves it, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, now, come real quick. But I gotta tell you this, all right? Remember how me and you were talking to Francine about spanking, all right? Because I know you guys doing the wrestling just as, you know, just his shit and giggles, okay? All right. But I would rather spank a woman than eat when I'm fucking hungry.
He'd rather spank a woman than eat when he's hungry. Okay.
And I'd rather eat than get spanked. So go figure.
I'd rather eat too.
All right. So,
I love my food.
All
right, Rod, I want you to think back to those glory days that you love so much. Give us one scenario. Tell us one encounter, first time a woman actually meets you. Do you go to a hotel? Do you go to your home?
No, because I always met him like hotel, right? Because I always kept this private from my mom, okay?
I would hope so.
Right. I would tell my mom that I'm flying to meet someone that I met on the internet. She said, what do you mean? And I said, listen, mom, it's all just, you know, like just good friends. I'm going to fly and give me a room down there. And she's going to come over in the hotel, you know, my hotel room. We're just going to sit and talk and shit like that. And maybe go to a mall or go out to dinner. I'm going to go for usually I would go for a week. I personally feel if you're going to spend all the money for flying that you spent on like airplane, you know, back in the day, like airplanes today are pretty cheap. But back in the day, you know, before COVID. So I told Mom that I was going to be gone a week, but I didn't see no point in going nowhere for 2 or 3 days.
So make a vacation out of it.
Right. So I would go for a week and you know, they would take me around and show me the sights of the city or whatever. And okay. I said, dude, this is not what I come here for. And I said, we both know what I came here for. So let's get out of here.
Let's get it on.
He does not want to wait.
So they said, yeah, whatever, you know. But I would buy him just a small gift, all right? But I have spent good money, and when I said, I won't tell you how much, because nobody's business. But trust me, I have in the past spent damn good money on women. And I ain't bragging, I'm just being honest.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to give them an amount.
No, because you don't have to give an amount. I in my head, I'm thinking there is no amount that would make me do something like this. Mainly, my biggest concern as a female would be, what if I go somewhere and there's a man waiting there with a gun to kill me?
Yeah.
You don't know these people.
Well, that's why you have what they call like a safety net, if you will, for lack of a better word. Like meaning, like let's take your friend Betty, for example, all right? So if you told Betty you were going to go meet someone, all right?
Yeah.
And Betty said, all right, Francie, but you either call me or text me like in an hour, okay? Betty, let me back up a minute. Betty knows where you are. Betty knows you're meeting someone, all right? Betty knows the hotel. Betty knows the fucking room number, all right? So if Betty don't hear from your ass via text or via phone call within 2 hours, it's like, Betty will call the police.
But I'm already dead, Rod. Betty's not in the same state as me. I'm already dead. What's that going to do?
Well,
that's not going to help me, Rod.
Well, come on, Rod.
I think we got to get Betty on to actually play this out to see what
Betty
she would do.
I think Betty needs to be in the room with me with a taser. So if you can have a taser,
that's a 2-for-1 deal.
hey, I've done that too, dude. If you want to go there, come on over.
Look at this guy.
It just blows my mind that these women are so trustworthy. No, nothing against you, because you're a doll. Believe me, I've gotten to know you. You're a very nice man. But there's going to be...
And by the way, I got your package yesterday. I don't know if your agent told you.
Yes.
I got your package yesterday.
Wonderful. Well, I'm glad
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Sorry, I didn't cut you off.
No, that's okay. I'm just thinking, like, wrestling related. There are bookings I won't take because I have to go alone. And right. We were just discussing this earlier. I won't take certain bookings because I don't feel comfortable as a woman traveling and being by myself with promoters that I don't know. These women were taking a big risk of going to a hotel room with a gentleman that they might have even talked to a couple weeks or a month or whatever. You think you get to know somebody, but you really don't know them. And that's why the show Catfish is so right. popular and all this stuff. I would be scared to death to walk into a hotel room with a guy that I didn't even know.
Yeah.
Well, then I say stay happily married to your husband and never enter the BDSM world.
I would never, and that's, you know, that's the point I'm trying to make. These girls have a lot of balls doing this kind of stuff because God forbid you meet the wrong person.
Trust me, hon. Because I can't remember what was the guy. All right, because I saw a story one time. All right, this is exactly what you're talking about. His name on like the internet was Slave Master, all right? That was his handle, all right? And he met these women like I'm telling you that I have, all right? But you're right. He met them in like hotels, all right? And, you know, under the guise of, you know, because he was going to dominate him, all right? But to make a long story short, He ended up killing all these fucking window women.
Oh, Jesus.
And putting them in like oil drums, okay? And then threw the drums in the ocean.
Okay,
wait. I got a question again. Can we go back to 1993 again? No, I'm sorry. I can't get up on. So when did the advancements happen in these chat rooms? Because 93 to probably like 99 or 2000 was probably really boring.
Well, no, dude. Because if you got two people that have great minds and creativity.
No, that's the point.
I have watched scenes in chat rooms, right? Like these doms and submissives will do a scene, all right? You know, it's just all typing. All right, it was like back in 93, it was just all type, all right? But the stuff they would type on the screen that the people would see that are in the chat room, it would motherfucking blow your fucking mind.
Man, that's the beauty of the mind. Yeah, I can go back to like 97, 98 and looking at chat rooms for the first time and then. And, you know, I mean, you didn't know what the heck you were walking into if you walked through a chat room. And I can't say I went anything rather saucy, but still, it was just the fact that it was then, it was so like, I don't know, it feels like 900 years ago, we're talking like that. Now everybody's got these little platforms. And
because you know what a computer looked like back in 93, you know, with the big monitor. And the big ass.
I think weigh probably like 80 pounds. Just to move the monitor.
The big ass in on the back of the computer, you know? That's the first computer I had, was one of them type of computers.
I had a Texas Instruments computer in like eighth grade. And it had a voice module. And I would just type and it would just say, hello. Later. I mean that was the gist of my computer knowledge, but I'm not knocking that lifestyle by any means, because I say whatever floats your boat, do it. If your life is short, be happy. I'm just saying it's a dangerous.
Oh, sure it is. But I'm looking this way, I don't mean to be cavalier, but life is a fucking danger, dear. Life is,
but you can take precautions to save your life. Well, not be in these situations.
Well, I'm trying to explain to you with Buddy, because you give your friend or whoever the information, and you guys agree upon a time to call, and you tell the guy, hey, I have to call my friend Buddy at this time. Uh-huh. And if I don't call her and she don't hear from me by 10 o'clock at night, she's going to call the police. And the police are going to be knocking on this fucking door.
How many women with slave master gave their safe word and ended up in the ocean?
Exactly.
It's not a safe thing to have. A phone call isn't going to save you, Rod, if the guy is a psychopath and wants to kill you within the first 15 minutes of the meeting.
Well, because you're right. But
Thank you.
Look, I know what I'm trying to say, but I guess you don't understand.
No, what I'm saying is you're a good guy who has a fetish. I get it. You're not there to harm the women.
Oh, no, never.
But there are men who are not in their right mind that are going to take this opportunity to kill them off or beat them or do something horrible.
Bad stuff.
Trust me, because you just said the word beat, all right? Look, I've seen pictures, and I've seen actual women. All right, because like you said, the word beef, beef's the right word, but they don't get beef to pulp, but they do get good marks, if you know what I mean.
Well, I'm trying to say not every gentleman is a gentleman like yourself.
Right.
Exactly.
You know why you're there. The girl knows why she's there. I get it. It's fine. I'm not judging. Do what you want to do. You spend your money how you want to spend it. I'm just saying it's dangerous because not every guy is going to be respectful and not hurt the woman. So how do you know what you're getting into? Like these girls are getting a huge chance.
That's why you talk for a year or so, a year and a half, 2 years before you would even agree to meet the individual. Right? But see, Francine, I always had this issue, all right? Because at first I wouldn't ever tell the girl. I was in a chair, right?
Yeah.
All right. But as you know, things would go on, you know, she would say, hey, babe, come on, don't we meet, okay? And then, look, I never lie to these women, all right? Because I'm not going to fly somewhere and be able to get off a plane and fucking walk like in 2 seconds, all right?
Yep.
So when it gets to the meeting part for me, you know, like I didn't necessarily, let's say, tell him in the beginning, but when it got time to put up or shut up, like I would say, hey, Clay, babe, there's something I haven't told you yet, but I really need to tell you before we meet.
I like how he calls everyone babe, too.
Yeah. Hey, and have you had people that resisted after,
you know?
Wait, have you had people that have said after you told them you were in the chair that, like, said no or they disappeared?
I've had people that told me once they found out my disability that I'm in a chair. I've had women actually tell me, fuck off. And I don't mean that.
Oh, damn.
I don't mean F off either, dude. I mean the actual word, fuck off.
See, I would think that these women would be looking at this as a business opportunity because you're making money.
Right.
Well, you're what? No, because I don't pay them. Because I'll pay them in the sense, you know, like if I'm in with a relationship. Because, you know, like when
like a sugar daddy.
Exactly.
Well, there's an opportunity the sugar to daddy make right money.
No.
Right. But I think that leading with that as the primary intent, you have to have the guy be like, hey, I want to be your sugar daddy. I want to pay you to get the finest things and blah, 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 blah. I want to pay you so I can smack you in the ass with this club over here.
Would I say something like, you know, Rod, I really found this pair of boots that I want.
Yeah.
And if I do this to you, will you buy me these boots? Maybe change something?
Yeah. Okay. All right, but I have women on Twitter, right? Because women follow me like a magnet, all right? I'll have women follow me, right? And I'll talk to them in DM. Nothing about this shit, because like I said, this is the first time that I've spoke about this part of my life in fucking years.
Okay.
Because my fucking brother don't even know I did
that. Well, I thank you.
He's like 6 feet behind you now.
I thank you. No, he's not there.
He's on the fucking golf course.
Thank you for, you know, breaking the story here.
No, it's fine. Happy to do it. Trust me, dear. Because if I didn't want to do it, I would have told your agent, you know.
Yeah, I hear you.
All right. So I have no problem doing it because I enjoy talking about it. All right. But I had women on Twitter, all right, you know, DM me or follow me. And then, because you know how like most people leave their DM open so you can, DM them right away. So I'll say, hey, how are you? You know, and we'll talk. You know, most of them are looking just for a relationship, not BDSM, but just a relationship.
Okay.
And so I'll talk, you know, to see if they really want one or not, all right? But usually at the end of the first, toward the end of the first conversation, they'll say, hey, babe, you know, but I'm a little short of money, and my data on my phone needs to be replaced. Will you buy me a fucking gift card to replace my data? Because you know what I tell them? Because I said, I'm going to give you three pieces of advice, and here they go. One, I will never buy you a fucking gift card to replace your phone. Two, you ought to get a motherfucking job.
Wow.
And then three, go to a fucking cell phone store and buy you a goddarn real cell phone with a monthly plan, and then get the bill and pay the fucking bill every month. Then you'll have a fucking cell phone. But I'm not here to support your gift card, Abby.
And then you block them.
Yes, exactly.
Because you know if they're blocked, then they want money.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
there you go.
Call they want. You know, all they want is data for their fucking phone.
Right. Well.
But that's basically it in a nutshell, unless you guys have more questions.
That's a lot. Now, I'll say, I'm not shocked.
Well,
I'm not shocked. I'm more engaged in it. I think I definitely think it's different. It's cool that you can come to the airwaves with that for sure. I mean, I thought you were going to say you're such a big Memphis mark. I thought this guy went in the back after a match. No. He saw kayfabe exposed in 1983. I mean, I thought this is what he was going to hit us with. It's shocking.
I was accused the other day, like online, because about being a mark. And I said, dude, call me whatever you want, but I know what I like about wrestling, and I know what I have to give and offer. And I'm, you know, I know you've called me a mark just in videos and fun, Francie. So I have no problem with that.
Everybody's a mark.
I asked for that. So
I could be too cool for school, but I'm still a mark. I mean, you know, like it's still, there's, if you're a fan, there's nothing to be upset about with that.
And if you're in the business, you're a mark because that's why you got in the business, because you were a fan.
Well, I'll put it this way. Look, I'm a fan of wrestling, but I'm not a fucking fanatic. You know what
got
I mean? Because there's a fucking difference, a huge difference.
Obsessive, the obsessive ones. Those are the guys that are, they scare me a little bit.
I know a guy in Wichita Falls, Texas. I won't give his name because he don't need no endorsements for me, but I can't hate the guy, but he's a mark in every fucking sense of the word. And I mean a big fucking mark.
Does he want to join Patreon?
Would you?
He must. What, he want to hear about ECW One Night Stand 2005?
If you're on Facebook, if you want me to email your agent's name, his name, because I'll do that as soon as we get off here.
No, just send him the link. Send him the link for Patreon.
Oh my goodness.
Hey, real quick, Francine, just throw a before we go here, I want to thank you for everything that me and your agent have been discussing the last few days. I don't want to go into details because that's just between me and you and the
host.
But wink, I want to thank you. Exactly. I want to thank you for everything you've done because you've took a big, you took a big concern and a big load off of mine. So I appreciate you and I love you and thank you for everything that we've agreed to.
Are you going to be able to watch tomorrow?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, good. Okay.
I ordered a picture and I said in the comments, because it was only 30 characters, when you ordered. So
whatever I want.
Yeah, just because you can write me a fucking book for all I care.
Just if you're there, just type in the chat, hey, I'm here, shout me out and he'll read it and then I'll be able to,
Yes. Because it starts at 1 my time.
Okay.
It's 2 Eastern, so that's 1 for me.
Yes. Well, thank you for your part. I hope everything works out that we discussed. I think you're going to be fine. I love this other side of you, Rod. This makes me look at you in a little bit of a different light now.
We're still friends. I hope I am. Scared you off from me.
Look, I'm not a caller, so I'm not scared of anything. So, I'm fine.
Because I love you the best. We are. I really do.
Well, if I was a caller, I'd pick you.
Good.
How about that? And I'm sure if Chad was a caller, he would pick you too.
Well, come.
Things that way. I mean, I'm not sure if that's the deal. If
I'm not into guys.
No, if he was female.
I have had guys approach me before, but
that's a whole nother story. We'll save that for the next show.
we'll
talk about that another time.
Because if we're done here, we're done. But I thoroughly enjoyed today.
Yes,
I'm glad to show you this other side of me.
Yeah, we love you here, Rod. You're always welcome. You know that. And we'll discuss things further.
I can't wait to see what this conversation brings in Discord on Tuesday night.
Oh, it's going to be a good one. So strap yourself in, buddy. It's going to be a bumpy ride for you, I'm sure. But I'm sure the fans are going to enjoy it, too. It's always fun when Rod the Mod comes on. So thanks for coming.
Sure. Thank you.
And have a great weekend. And hopefully I'll see you tomorrow.
Sounds good. Yes, well, if something comes up and I can't be there, I'll let your agent know.
Absolutely. Take care of yourself, sweetie.
All right. Love you. And Chad, it's great seeing you again.
Later, dude. Be good.
Bye, Dom.
Bye-bye.
Love it.
All right, let's take a minute right here to talk about today's sponsor, Blue Chew. It's been a hell of a year, and I feel like I've aged 12 years over the last 12 months. And if you're like me, you're feeling your age more and more than you're used to, especially in the bedroom. But now it's time to snap out of it, and that's where our partners at Blue Chew come in.
Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's tablets combat all forms of ED and can help men gain extra confidence for when it's time to perform. Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. And it ships right to your door in a discreet package. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part, it's all done online. Don't like swallowing pills? No problems here. Blue Chew's Sildenafil and Tadalafil tablets are chewable. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA, and they are prepared and shipped direct, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy.
So if you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, visit BlueChew.com for more details and all the important safety information. And don't worry about it. We've got a special deal just for the Eyes Up Here listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code
Francine
at checkout and just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code
Francine
to receive your first month free. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the Eyes Up Here podcast and being part of the Eyes Up Here family. Okay, I didn't expect that.
I love it.
That's for sure. Hey, you think that somebody would like me for like a smacking fetish? Because, you know, I have such a smackable face, you know?
Oh,
you
think that? I think that would be nice.
Who would
a
line up?
On that cheek of yours would be lovely.
Make that red cheek a little redder if I had a little smack on there.
Could you imagine? I mean, I'm pretty sure these girls know what they're getting into.
Yeah.
I see it as a business.
Yes, I agree.
Mean, you really
but you can't call it that, though, because that's prostitution.
That's when they get in trouble.
So but that's why the guise of sugar daddy, that's where it comes in.
That's crazy. I'd be so scared.
You got to have a set of grapes on
you. Meeting somebody in a weird city and opening the door and be like, hey, I mean, what if they give you a picture? It's catfished and it's somebody totally different or they're holding a gun or they're holding a rope or I shit my pants. Like I have to get out of there.
See, that's the tough part when it's that. So if you want to have just like a sex fetish, right. And you just go to a hotel and you're just going to bang whoever. And that's like your fetish and you got a sugar daddy for that. That's one thing. When you start talking the BDSM and the, you know, the kinky stuff, the fetish stuff, the violence, that's where it definitely it's a red flag for I think for me, you know, somebody like you, I just can't. I would be so scared that what if they're choking you and you lose your consciousness and you're dead? You know, what if something's tied a little too tight and cuts off circulation because you're into
the safe word for them to let it go? But what if they don't let it go? What if they're
yeah, exactly. What if they don't give a shit about your safe word?
That's why I was saying, like, not everybody is like Rod. Rod
right.
is a good guy who likes this weird stuff, which is cool. That's your thing. I get it. I don't judge. It's weird to me. It's not weird. I shouldn't say weird. He likes this alternative lifestyle.
Right.
Right. Not everybody is as nice as Rod because Rod's a nice guy. But what if you get like that other dude he talked about and those poor women died? That's scary shit. Like, I don't want to partake in that kind. That you're playing Russian roulette with your life. You never know what you're going to get when you walk into a room.
Yeah, exactly.
Why girls would subject themselves to this? I'd rather get a job and bust my ass and make
and,
my own
and
money.
All just to get off. That's the thing that I that's why people get so consumed with sex in that regard.
Yeah,
it's just to get off, and then for 5 minutes later, you're like, eh, I'm a little bored. I think it's time to go. You know, it's like,
well, you could always do it again.
Yeah,
but I think it's the thrill.
If you're a guy, trust me, you're like, it was fun a little while ago. I don't know. I just kind of need my space right now.
I don't know because he's really into it.
I can't get in the mindset.
Each their own. Like I said, I don't judge anyone. Like you do your thing and it's cool. And I don't care what you're into. But when you hurt people, that's where it gets scary. And it's like, I don't know. It kind of freaks me out.
I like this. So, I like this kind of discussion. I like this kind of guest. I like where we can
I
ask the questions.
That was going to be like something that you would get into.
I like this.
You mentioned it. I was like, huh?
Yeah. No, I like this. This would be, I'd like to see more stuff like this. This is fun.
You got a freaky side to you, my friend.
Well, I mean, I've been born and raised in the shock jockey genre. So I'm prone to kind of be like set up for that kind of conversation. So it's very good. I liked it. That was fun. Again, I thought he was going to say he was in the back. Andy Kaufman broke his neck and then took the brace off and walked away. And that blew his mind.
No, this was, and when he started telling me, I stopped him and I said, nope, save it for the show, because I want to be just as shocked as Chad. So he got into it a little bit, but I didn't know all this other stuff.
Yeah, that's like crazy. I did not expect it. So very all the absolute best to you that you could bring it to the table. I would be so reserved and shy and not want to say a word, and I'd just be keeping it to myself. It'd be my dirty little secret.
That's great. Nope. Hey, to each their own.
All right. Well, let's talk about what we're going to do for the rest of this week before we say goodbye.
I don't know how we could top that, but we're...
It's kind of tough because it's all going to go down from there. But here's what else we're going to do. Ugh. I know you love a good little... Actually, we will keep the innuendo going. I forgot. We will. Ooh. We're going to play song title or adult movie.
These are fun. Yes. I like that.
So I've got a list of songs and I've got a list of adult movies. And you got to tell me which is which.
And I'm also going to tell you if I've seen the movie or heard the song.
If you've seen a few of these, I would be greatly intrigued to know whether or not it's true or not.
I haven't watched
here.
Porn in years. So if you have anything from like the 80s and 90s, I might know it.
There's a couple that might be 90s on here. But I'll tell you what, just on paper, some of them are confusing. It really, yeah. It's going to take you a few to really get your bearings. So
I will do my best, sir.
Always fun. Song title or adult movie. And then I had mentioned WrestleMania before, but we'll talk about it a little bit on the watch along this week.
Okay.
Only because I just find this to be it's different, right? It's different. I don't know if you've seen Alexa Bliss. Have you seen what she's been doing?
I haven't seen the character. I've seen stills. I saw her with like black shit all over her.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah. That's
I don't know what's going on.
So that's what we'll talk about. But so we're going to watch. What the fuck, Alexa Bliss? Come on. WTF. This promo she had on Raw Monday night. I want you to watch it because I want to know what it would be like if you were to be placed in this role or you were to be approached about playing this kind of role in a wrestling show and see how it works. Because you start, you watch this and you go, I don't remember if I'm watching wrestling anymore. So.
Okay.
And this is all because I watched night two of WrestleMania. Our buddy Rad Rob from our Patreon asked if I would come on his post show for WrestleMania night two. So I watched most of the second night and wow, it was long. That's all I'll say.
Yeah, for sure. Ooh, okay.
WrestleMania. So that's Patreon this week. And if you want to follow me, it's at Chad EMB and my website, ibexclusives.com. Come check it out. Come say hi.
Okay. And across the board on social media, you can find me at ECW Diva Francine, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I also do Twitch. So that's www.twitch.tv/ECW Diva Francine and cameos. You can always order, but use my link on Twitch, please, or else they will take a whopping 55%, and we don't want that to happen.
So, no, we don't.
We do not. So use the link on Twitter if you can. Hope everyone is staying safe. And with that, that is a wrap.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait, did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, auto.
So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, auto.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.